This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Breaking with its tradition of pre-primary neutrality, Colorado's Republican Party has officially endorsed former President Donald Trump. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
9 Republican names will appear on Colorado's GOP ballot for the March 5th primary, but only one will have the official backing of the state party. That despite a provision in the party's bylaws that says its central committee will not endorse candidates ahead of contested primaries. In a press release, party leaders said they want to unite resources behind Trump as early as possible and to emphasize their opposition to the legal effort to keep him off the ballot in Colorado. In December, the state Supreme Court concluded Trump participated in an insurrection and barred him from Colorado's GOP primary. That decision is now being reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
New legislation aims to prevent workplace violence in healthcare. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
In 2022, the American Nurses Association Foundation surveyed more than 11,000 nurses nationwide. 6 in 10 said they experienced incivility and bullying, and nearly a third reported incidents of violence. Colleen Casper, executive director of the Colorado Nurses Association, says frontline health workers are facing unprecedented challenges.
We know workplace violence doesn't typically emerge without warning. And so what are the systems that we can put in place?
The new bill requires healthcare facilities to create workplace violence prevention committees to review incidents and create violence prevention plans that include de-escalation trainings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. Coming up next, it's the BBC News Hour. Stay right here for that and more.